From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, September 4th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. In his first 100 days as mayor of Rantoul, Samuel Hall says he's been focused on creating a foundation for future development in the village. Hall says he's been holding listening sessions and working to build a long-term vision for Rantoul.
Growth is possible in every single corner of Rantoul. And with the right partnerships, we're going to make it happen.
He says the village is improving roads and infrastructure, attracting new businesses, and trying to give Rantoul a greater say in regional planning. Hall says he's going to launch a youth council to take more input from young people. He says Rantoul will also kick off strategic planning this fall to develop goals for the village. Illinois Democrats in Washington are condemning President Trump's plans to deploy federal immigration agents and the National Guard to Chicago. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Congresswoman Delia Ramirez calls it a distraction as federal lawmakers return to D.C. to pass a spending bill and avoid a government shutdown by the end of this month. Ramirez, whose district stretches from Chicago's west side to the western suburbs, says her constituents don't need Trump's troops on their streets.
What we need is health care. What we need is education. What we need is infrastructure funding. What we need is for them to release the Epstein files. That is what we need.
Ramirez says she and her Democratic colleagues will, quote, use every legislative action to counter Trump's plans. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is saying once again that he won't call President Trump asking for military intervention in Chicago. Alex Degman reports.
The Democratic governor is encouraging people to take out their phones and film agents in their neighborhoods, particularly Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, officers. Trump has been threatening to deploy the National Guard and immigration authorities to, as he says, combat crime and arrest those without legal status. Pritzker says people should send their videos to news media outlets.
We think that's the best way to demonstrate what ICE is doing if they're doing something wrong, or to keep them honest and doing the right thing because they know they're being watched.
Pritzker says the federal presence could be visible Friday or Saturday. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Illinois State Board of Elections will not give the Trump administration the personal data it's looking for. The Department of Justice is looking for full voter registration lists in more than 20 states, which include data like driver's license numbers, partial social security numbers, and birth dates. The DOJ says it's to make sure Illinois is maintaining its voter rolls in compliance with federal law. But the state's election board says releasing that data is against the law, and the administration hasn't proven it has the authority to demand it. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 72 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54 degrees, a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 70 degrees, a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 47 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 73 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, a group is trying to change the way Illinois draws state legislative districts, taking the process away from elected officials and putting it under the control of an independent commission. We'll talk with former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who's among the high-profile backers of the plan. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, September 4th, the Elnora Guitar Festival kicks off at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Celebrate 20 years of Elnora, including performances by Roseanne Cash, Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, and Samantha Fish. This festival runs through September 6th. Visit KreinertCenter.com/Elnora for more information.
And that same evening, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Lincoln Square Mall parking lot is the Urbana's Night Market at the Square. You can shop different vendors, listen to live music, enjoy food trucks every Thursday night in September, weather permitting, of course. And for more information, you can visit urbanamarket.org/nightmarket.
On Friday, September 5th, the Arcola Broomcorn Festival kicks off at 10 a.m. in downtown Arcola. You can celebrate the 54th annual Broomcorn Festival with vendors, a broom sweeping contest, Adeline. I've never seen broomcorn or a broom sweeping contest.
I sweep the floor in my apartment.
That's good.
I do that.
I think that this is a little more exciting than that, but still
for sure.
Good. The Arcola Broomcorn Festival runs through Sunday, September 7th.
And that evening from 6 to 9 p.m. at Allerton Park in Monticello, you can enjoy Summer's End, a live music event by Carrie Sue and the Woodburners, and Barco Waltz.
Just to come back to the river, stepping stones, stepping stones.
This is part of the Allerton Park concert series. Again, that is Summer's End by Carrie Sue and the Woodburners and Barco Waltz.
And on Friday, September 5th, Queer Fest 2025, the Rebellion Drag Show is at Anthem in Champaign starting at 10 p.m. Enjoy a night of drag performances. You can visit Anthem's Facebook page for information about the drag show and events over the weekend.
And on Saturday, September 6th, you can audition for Twin City Theater Company's production of If All the Sky Were Paper. Those auditions are happening from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library. This is a play based on a collection of wartime letters and Andrew Carroll's War Letters and Behind the Lines. You can visit TwinCityTheaterCo.org for more information.
And on Saturday the 6th at 1 p.m., the Central Illinois Bat Festival kicks off in Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. You can celebrate and learn about bats. I think they're adorable, Adeline.
I think they're a little scary.
That's fair, but you can maybe be less scared if you go to this festival.
Very true.
Visit urbanaparks.org/batfestival for more information. And on Sunday, September 7th, Candy Foster's Parkland College Scholarship Fundraiser is from 2 to 6 p.m. at Parkland College in Champaign. You can enjoy live music, food trucks, and raffles, including an autographed REO Speedwagon guitar. You can visit altovineyards.net for more information. And for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.